very small amount.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your hosts, Bellstar
and the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call, 646-915-8421. Email thctucson@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, visit us on MySpace, or tweet with us on Twitter.
Our sponsors for Weed Day Wednesday are Growers House, Accurate Med Testing, EasyMarijuana.com, and Culture Magazine.
We would like to thank Tumbleweed Health Center and Studio C for hosting our show every week, along with the lowest price certifications in town. You'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things educational related to medical cannabis.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com.
And remember,
be smart, be safe, and educate.
All right.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Weed Day Wednesday. Good morning, Bellstar.
And Cannabis Kid.
Uh-huh. I know, this song's throwing me, and I'm like dancing already. I don't even know what to do. Are we having a radio show?
We are.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. We've got lyrics, we've got a little video, and we don't care. We're going to talk cannabis.
We don't care.
Woo! We don't, because we love it, and we love you guys. And thank you for showing up this morning, for every morning, so that we can all talk pot with you guys. Ha-ha. Pot shop. So what's going on? We're getting ready to do a little skunk number one bong hit with a little hint of hash on top. It always makes for a good morning.
It always does.
And Cannabis Kid went to Mexico recently and brought me a surprise.
Oh,
I should try and make them jingles. It's so pretty. It's not going to break them.
You won't break them. No, we'll promise you won't break them.
Okay. You ready? Is everybody ready for the
jingles? I promise you will not break them.
Oh, is that the prettiest? There it is. Suns with love from Mexico.
Moons with love.
We'll take the big one as the sun on top.
Okay. That's cute.
Anyway,
idea.
But that's beautiful. Thank you, Janice.
You're welcome.
And thank you all for showing up to our radio show. It's fantastic this morning.
Yes, come on. Join with us. Blog with us on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow that link right from the Tumbleweeds website page, and it'll take you directly over to Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Visit tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
Check it out. There's all sorts of new stuff on there. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and you check out, we've got a new section on About Us. And that's if you go to the home button and you click About Us. You can read a little bit about how we got started and why. And you can see who's aboard our staff. We've got our wonderful doctors and volunteers and staff members. And it's just awesome. So you should check it out. We've got new products. I love this program. We've got new products.
Yeah, I do too.
And certifications. We're open 10 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. So everybody get down and get certified. 4th of July, we're going to close an hour early. Imagine that. A whole hour
early.
We're going to work 10 to 2 instead of 10 to 3 that day. Give everybody an hour break to get out of here a little early. But we should be open that day. 4th of July, for crying out loud.
What day? That's Friday.
Saturday.
Oh, it's a Saturday. That's right.
I think it's a Saturday. I think people will be coming to see us. So, anyway, there we go. We're going to have to call Icona Pop and ask them if we can officially play this song. But we love it anyway. So, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. We love it. And we love being here for you all. Good morning, Grand Island, New York. What's going on out there? All the way across the country, there's lots happening in the world.
There is.
I was just asking the Cannabis Kid to teach me a little bit about our Facebook, because I post stuff, and then I don't know how to go back and find it. And it's just crazy. I never can get it. Oh, there you go. Cute pictures about us from the Weed Health Center. You should check it out. There's a very good-looking, handsome man up there with a bunch of books on cannabis, smiling away. Like the cannabis fool he is.
Get educated. That's what I always say.
That's right.
I say, if you want to learn about something, you have to do your own research.
That's right.
And
don't take it from us, Nimrods. You go out there and do your own research.
And I think more than anything, when you take that on as picking up your own research,
yes.
it means more. to you as a person. I mean, maybe not to other people. You're personally invested into the research that you're doing. And I found cannabis. My first time I used cannabis, I was 14 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a while back. But
wow.
I always wondered about it. I always wondered why our government, like, I knew cigarettes were bad.
I thought
marijuana
was
bad. Well, I did it. When I used it, I didn't. I said, why is this bad?
Right. That's what I felt. But I was almost 21 when I did it because I was so, you know, I had some challenges with people and family, and alcoholics and addicts and things. And so everything was bad to me.
Right, right.
And my friend at 15 said, oh, I smoke pot, and I would let my kids smoke pot. And I was like, oh, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, you know, automatically.
But that was a long time ago, before the 15. Right. Your age is a different 15 in my
Right,
age.
Exactly.
Right.
Not that by that much, though. We're only about 5 years apart.
Okay. I'll go with that. I'll go with
you
that.
You are not.
I'm older. I'll say older.
Okay.
We'll go with that. We'll go 5 years. I love you, cannabis kids. You're so sweet.
That.
Oh, we love it. We love it. So anyway, did we finish hearing the coming out of your cannabis kid closet story at 15? That's amazing. At 15, I was like, there's no way. In fact,
well, that was the
at
thing.
15, I got mad at my cousin because she was probably 19, had a baby, and was smoking pot in the backyard. And I was like, oh, I'm taking her in the house. This can't be allowed.
Well, you think about it now and what we know now as far as even cigarette smoke being harmful. And you think about, you know, cannabis smoke, what it does for the body, what it was doing to the person that when you were young, you saw it and you're like, oh, my gosh. I mean, what were some of the things that they were probably going through that they were using cannabis at the time, you know?
Hippies.
And it was always great for a stress reliever.
Well, she was a new mom. Maybe she
needed
to relax. Maybe
that's
it was hard.
True.
And she
your
was a
body
very young
filled
new
with
mom.
Tons of hormones at that time, you know?
Need to balance things out. Have a little
cannabis. And they're showing more than anything now, cannabis helping out with mothers that are pregnant.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Which is quite a new insight. But so when I was young, I always wondered why this plant was illegal. I knew that it had to be something with our government. I had a feeling. I knew that there was a reason why that they weren't letting this through, and then slowly things progressed and we started finding out more about this plant, and we started finding out there was more medicinal than anything else that was being used, you know, any of those harsher drugs, that it was actually had a purpose for something. So I just
So why did you do it at 15? Was it
It was there. I grew up on the south side of Tucson, and not that that would be different from anywhere else, but you know, I think it was more prevalent. It was more used on the.
Maybe it's just there more.
Yeah, it was more. It was almost more
acceptable.
Acceptable in a way.
Yeah.
So you know, like I knew that my friend's uncle smoked, and I think that's how we got it.
Okay.
And we smoked it out of a can. You know that you make the can into a pop the holes on the top of it. But anyway.
Yeah. No. Sorry, there was something happening. I couldn't get off my phone there for a second. I was like, holy cow.
I just
cow.
Think where we've come from.
And did you love that nice tin taste of the tin can?
It was different.
Though.
But you know, it was soft,
sure
crusty
different.
Weed, you know, and
oh,
it had a whole
no.
bunch of seeds and stems.
Yay.
And,
weed from back in the day.
And it tasted.
I have.
Tasted like nothing that there is out today.
Tasted like nothing. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Tasted like nothing. I have some of that in my cabinet. It's all locked up. We're going to get it tested for fun.
Oh, that is really cool.
It's Mersh. It's serious.
I have one that I would love for you to test.
And there's a testing company, Desert Valley Testing.
Uh-huh. Here in
Phoenix. Up north.
Desert Valley.
Anyway, we invited them on the show. Hopefully they'll tune in and come on the show, and maybe we'll send you our merch to test. That would be fun. They'd be like, what the heck is this? That's what we want to know.
Right.
Tell the aliens to come aboard. So I was talking with the cannabis kid here about posts, and I'm not a Facebooker. I used to be technologically savvy. I can't even say it anymore.
I think what for you, Belle, I think it's going to be really simple, you know?
Belle.
It is going to be simple for you. You're going to... Because I do notice. I notice that you post a lot on your personal page.
Randomly.
And randomly. And I'm like, I bet she wanted that to go to...
Yeah.
I bet she wanted that to go to Weeds Day Wednesday.
Yeah. But
you know?
I do like my... Other friends, you know, the other friends out there. Too,
right.
You know,
well, and that's
Napa
because
friends.
I do post on my personal page, and I've started to post more and not caring what anybody else thinks.
Oh, yeah. See,
because
that's
it's education. If I thought that no one else needed this information,
I was excited about that button.
I would be very selfish.
That's right. I was excited about the super share button where it says share with the whole entire planet right now. And I push it, and it only goes to my page.
Sometimes I think I'm going to break my own Facebook by posting as much as I do.
Break it. Please break it because we love your posts.
Thank
we
you.
Love
I'm glad
posts.
Everyone loves my posts, and I do get that a lot. And I do, you know, I go through a lot of information. I'm subscribed to a lot of different Facebook pages that are part of my own belief system, my own interests. And when I see something that I feel that I've talked to my friends about, it might not just be going, it is going to everyone. I am sharing it with everyone because I think it's something that we should know. I think I get in, I feel that I have my hands in a lot of cookie jars, but I just take a bite off of each cookie.
Yeah, because if you ate the whole cookie, we know you'd be going to
right.
sleep.
Right. And so...
Know your metabolism.
Know your metabolism.
Here's a little lesson. 0.5 to maybe 3 milligrams
exactly.
for beginners.
So I just post a lot. I post a lot on the Tumbleweeds page. So look up at Tumbleweeds.
Yeah.
There's tons of information that we post every week, every day, every hour. And I do try to come up with some of the most interesting things as well as some of the things that
most
some
educational.
People...
Most educational.
Well, it's most educational.
And most important.
And most important. And there are some funny things. A couple days ago I posted... your astrology sign and your strain. So it combines your and it's funny.
You
but don't take
they,
it too seriously.
You
want to
know
really
what they
want
say
you to
for
do
Scorpio
research.
As a strain?
Oh.
Scorpios need Girl Scout cookies. Why? Because they need to chill the out. They said Scorpio.
That's what that said?
They said Scorpios, get off your emotional train. Reel it in.
What?
Bring it down. Calm down and smoke some Girl Scout cookies.
So
we said, all right.
Now, is that...
Indica.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who knew? And that's your favorite. Well, I mean,
indicas.
Indicas are your favorite, because you said you need to calm down.
Well, and sativas just, they make me cross-eyed.
You know, and...
They just make me stupid.
I think I need to learn a little bit more from you, Belle, because I am a Gemini, and I'm an air sign. So
What does it say?
I actually haven't read it.
It says you need indica.
I can't actually.
Sativa.
I did read it, but I don't
indica,
remember.
No, sativa. Wait, no.
It actually says a
Gemini.
Hybrid.
Yes, of course you guys are lit. That's why. You're lit.
So I'm going to do mine. Actually, it says LSD.
That's my favorite strain. I was so jealous when I saw you had that because I love that strain.
No, we're not talking about acid anymore. We're talking about the hybrid strain developed by Barney's Farm that's nearly as a psychedelic. Hybrid strains are great for multiple-faced Gemini personalities because you never know which one you'll be learning.
It's a beautiful
thing. Yeah.
I have a tiny little bit left of LSD.
You know that one was one of my favorites.
I have like a half a gram left, and I just stare at it.
Now yours,
it's subliminally
Scorpio, right here. Girl Scout cookies. It did so
good for relaxing and chilling. The bleep out. Girl Scout cookies is perfect for those volatile Scorpios to get their heads right. Forget about those explosive personalities. Scorpios will be held in check by this powerful pot strain. Now we'll see about that. Add a little Greek and Spanish on that, and
right,
I try
right.
to keep it in check.
Well, if you want to know what your strain with your astrological sign, go ahead and check us out on, this is from High Times. Thank you, High Times, for coming out with some amazing articles.
And you know what? Oh, thank you for saying that.
Uh-huh.
Excellent segue.
Yeah.
We love it. What did you find in it?
No, I haven't got.
No? Yet. You know what? I love this part of the song. It's the very beginning. That right there. Isn't that great? Yeah, I love synthesizers.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go, kids. Just a little something. All right, so Well, we got a little Iconopop going in the back here. Hope we're not cutting in and out anymore. I found some stories that I wanted to share with y'all. Who doesn't love Susan Sarandon?
I do.
Oh,
I love her.
I love Susan Sarandon. I love Susan.
I don't know anyone who doesn't.
She's just fantastic. Look at how cute she is.
I know. She's really cute.
Definitely. All right. After 45 years on the big screen, Susan Sarandon has earned a reputation as one of America's finest actresses, starring in classics like Bull Durham, Thelma and Louise, and Dead Man Walking, for which she won the Best Actress Oscar. Love it. Love it.
We love her.
All right. So High Times has a little article here, and we're going to just ask Susan a couple questions.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Is this the first time you've spoken out on behalf of cannabis?
No,
she says, it's the first time officially I've spoken, but I've been clear before. I've said in print that I would rather have my kids smoking weed than drinking. I was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen and talked about how many award ceremonies I'd been to stoned. The media picked that up, so it's been pretty well known. She's doing good award ceremonies. She's walking the red carpet. Hey, woo, you gotta love it.
You gotta love it.
I'm a huge believer that if more people smoked, not just for medicinal purposes, but for lifestyle purposes instead of drinking, the world would be a better place. I think it's good to have somebody who represents a different demographic to help educate people so that they're a little bit better informed about what legalization really means. It's absurd that more states haven't legalized it. Economically, it makes such sense for the infrastructure of a state to have that kind of income. It can be an important source of revenue. You also see the reports on kids who have seizures that are prevented by medical marijuana. You see the relief that it gives to vets. There's a lot of very clear scientific support for medical marijuana, but I don't want to focus on the idea that you have to be sick to use it. It's more of a lifestyle choice, like yoga or meditation.
Oh,
she just lumped that in there. It's also a really lovely way to socialize and be with people. Oh,
it really is. I mean,
because we love that. What more we love than sitting around passing our pipe back and forth.
And chatting about, real-world issues.
And you can finish my sentence.
Real-world issues.
We ask the hard questions.
Thanks, Susan.
Thank you. And to be with yourself in distress. So you can do all sorts of things. You can de-stress. You can do yoga. You can go grocery shop. You can walk the red carpet high if you want to. Go, girl. All right. I love that. Now everyone's going to be watching Susan the red carpet. Look at her eyes. Look at her eyes. You guys.
No.
She's made it before. All right. It wasn't that easy when I was in college to get a hold of it. The question was, when did you first smoke? It was towards the end of my college experience, the end of the 60s. Nobody really knew that much about it. Do you remember the first time you tried it? I don't remember it as being so extraordinary. I never was a drinker. My body is pretty finely tuned, and I didn't like drinking because I would just feel tired or not feel well. When I smoked, I remember thinking, oh, this is much more my speed. This definitely works better for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that. Has it been a lifelong companion? It's something that I've always had around, and I've always been with people who smoked. But I went on a major hiatus when my kids were young. If I did smoke, I'd have to really find a time when I could, just for me. It's never fun being high when you have to pretend you're not. Oh, silly Susan. Okay. Oh.
And it's more, I think that's funny what she said, that is because it is more of an inner thing. The inner high, you're feeling this way because
you're high.
It's stress relieving. You're kind of detaching from what.
I'm sorry, I can't help it. All right. speaking of
speech,
how about reading scripts and preparing for roles? I've never worked high and I've never filmed high, but I've read scripts high and got a different perspective. That's the great thing about smoking weed. If you lead a very, very busy life, for me, it really makes the most of the weekend. It, triples your weekend. If you only have certain windows to get high, it allows you to slow down and really be there. It's really important because technology has made everybody multitask. We get so distracted and so crazy, and our relationships are less human and are more based on technology. Smoking helps you to reconnect again, to be present and conscious. Wow. Very nicely well put there. We like that. All right, so which issue of marijuana legalization strikes you as the most urgent? Certainly the jails, being full of people for ridiculous drug-related crimes. If you really want to stop cartel action, then legalize marijuana. I do think it should be regulated. I don't think it's a good idea for young kids to smoke regularly while their brains are developing. As I've explained to my kids, weed helps you take a break from a very busy life, but you'll never have a really full life if you're stoned constantly from a young age. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You gotta be in check. That's why all these laws are coming out to legalize for 21 and over, because people think that, you know, probably physiologically your brain is probably at a good point in development, as supposedly your spiritual, physical, psychological ability to handle that kind of a substance, because it can be.
It is. If you were ready for it, I don't think you could have been able to handle it. And it does scare people.
Yeah.
There is that anxiety part that does come with high amounts of THC and just any, you know, form that gives that anxiety.
She's just too happy. Mm-hmm. She's great. That is fantastic. Mr. Randon, everybody. Oh, I hope they call me and say, you can't do that. And then she'll say, but can we come on the show? Of course you can. Oh, maybe that was the producer that was calling.
That was it.
Yeah. Dang it. Oh, speaking of producers and shows, has anyone seen Kega 9 and the new commercial for the Pledge of Allegiance that Tumbleweeds Health Center is in?
I was going to look that up.
Oh, my goodness. It's super fun. There are a couple different videos, but Tumbleweeds Health Center was invited by Kega 9. Yes, Channel 9 reached out to us and said, hey, guys, why don't you participate in this great big community event we're doing to say the Pledge of Allegiance? And Tucson Appliance and just tons of other companies are out there doing it. So we all did little video shoots, and they put it all together, fixed it in the mix, and we're on TV.
Very nice.
Oh, my goodness. Can you believe it? Ooh, the Louise Health Center. Probably the first medical marijuana business to be allowed on a national network. That's some good stuff. And what
more
did you
come.
Get? Oh, so much more to come. This is a really good one, too, and you'll love this article.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
This one is Canada, legalized medical cannabis in all forms. And this is...
Go Canada,
Go Canada.
Okay.
So
killer country, by the way.
Yes.
Killer country. I've been on the east and the west side of Canada. And
free health care.
Beautiful. And if you're not, sorry, I got sick there once, and we called the emergency, and we were like, hey, we really need to see a doctor right now, food poisoning. They're like, wow, it's really going to cost you. We're like, okay, how much? $60. That was how much the out-of-pocket expense, if you didn't have insurance, when it was really going to cost us. It was really expensive. I was like, oh, hang up the phone. We're on our way. My God.
It's really cool.
But
I know.
We were only 5 minutes from the border, so we crawled into the car and we just went home.
Yeah.
Rehydrated. Yep. Yep. But
I've never been,
country.
But I plan on Sunday.
Yes, we'll take a drive north.
All right.
You know what you should know?
Hmm.
Here's Sullivan. We were reading along in High Times magazine. Gold Coast extracts use butane to make, this is called Tangy Number 17, and they use butane to make it. It was the winner of Best Sativa Concentrate in Denver.
Mm.
And it's really neat looking, actually. It's kind of like amber looking glass. Doesn't it kind of look like amber looking? Oh, you know what it looks like? The top of creme brulee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we love it.
The caramelized part. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's my favorite. We love a good creme brulee. Mm-hmm. We should break for a creme brulee.
Right.
Just kidding. We'll break in a few minutes, but we'll get to creme brulee later. Most dab lovers know the basics of how concentrates are made. Most of them. Maybe. I don't know. I still
would
like
hope
a whole full-on class. For the uninitiated, here's a simple overview of the process. Here we go. Cannabis is soaked in a solvent, which dissolves the cannabinoids and terpenes. Then the solvent is evaporated, and what's left behind is the concentrated form of the active ingredients in cannabis. Okay. The cannabinoids and terpenes are left in this pure form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You've just extracted the whole plant.
Yep. But you've just
all
extracted.
The goodies.
Yeah. Now, you posted something recently, like with a crimping iron, on how to extract your extract.
That's called being BHO.
Okay.
Which is a very clean way. I mean, I think you could even probably, after you got done crimping it, you could probably still use that bud to smoke.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Or use in cooking.
Cooking
would be great. Because really you're not doing anything of it, but warming up to a very high heat
and
between
pressing.
Wax paper. Impressive. You're doing, remember when you used to do that with crayons a long time ago?
Yeah.
When you think about it in that very similar way, you're melting down a waxy-like substance.
And all you need
substance.
Is a hot pressing iron, not crimping. You don't want the... Well, unless you want the waves in it, that'd be kind of cool. Oh, my gosh. You know,
choose your setting.
Someone's running off of Walgreens right now. It's the one with the waves. choose your setting. Choose your setting.
Your
carefully.
Crimper.
Okay.
When crimping comes, iron. That's what I'm.
When know. It comes to dissolving THC, it's all about polarity, or to be more precise, non-polarity. A solvent's polarity refers to the charge that its molecules carry. So polar solvents, such as water, have an electrical charge due to the arrangement of atoms that make up the molecules. Polarity is the reason that oil and water will not mix into a solution. Cannabinoids, on the other hand, will dissolve into any non-polar solvent, including the following. Okay? Let's repeat that again. Cannabis will dissolve into any non-polar solvent, including the following. You guys all with me out there in the audience? Here, let's wake you up a little bit. All right, ready?
All right.
Butane. Here we go. Butane is the most common solvent used in making hash because it's excellent at capturing cannabinoids and terpenes and is easily purged from the final product. Butane is also cheap, non-toxic, and fairly easy to obtain. The one big drawback, it carries an extremely high risk of explosion. Are you folks listening? Don't blow up your houses, okay? Extract amateurs should not cut their teeth making butane hash oil. Just don't do it. All right. The next one you...
CO2, carbon dioxide, is non-explosive and will dissolve THC and other cannabinoids when the...
Supercritical form,
i.e. under so much pressure that the gases become liquid. However,
wow.
The equipment needed to make CO2 supercritical is very expensive and takes some training to operate safely.
That's crazy. It's under so much pressure, it liquefies.
Mm-hmm.
Propane is the next one. Propane is a very good solvent for making hash and does a great job of capturing terpenes. The big problem with propane is that it's almost always odorized to allow you to smell leaks. If you're making hash with propane, you'll have to find a source for the non-odorized stuff. All right. Okay. Non-odorized propane. Hexane.
Hexane is commonly used for making pharmaceuticals and food products. It's similar to butane, but harder to get and more expensive. When working with hexane, you must take all the same precautions that you would with for butane, because in gas form, it will easily ignite and explode.
Whoa. Mm. Hexane. Now, we're listing these all on our, we're blogging all these little...
So you know what these are.
Ether is the king of solvents and the solvent of choice for most pharmaceutical production. The downside to this uber solvent is the extreme danger in working with it. Ether can auto-ignite at relatively low temperatures, meaning it can explode without a spark. Uh-oh, guys. I don't know, but ether sounds dangerous, unless you know what you're doing. And then all you crazy scientists who go for ether. All right, isopropanol.
All right, this solvent is cheap and easy to obtain. It is commonly used as a secondary solvent in conjunction with some others on this list. The yield from isopropylene in hash are pretty low, but compared to most of other solvents option here, it's very safe to work with.
Isopropanol, safe to work with. You don't extract as much, but you're not going to hopefully blow your house up either.
And,
What was that other one on there?
I've heard Everclear, the really high-grade...
Alcohol?
Yes, drinking alcohol.
That
would even be better to use. Make sure when you're looking up these things that you're using food-grade.
Yes, oh my gosh. Don't use camping butane and stuff like
different.
That. Come on.
There are things that are called those things.
For a
That's
reason.
Not what you're looking for.
Yep.
Do your research. What you're using is just going into your body. So you would be essentially poisoning yourself.
So just be careful what you go out and extract with, because...
Right. It is important.
Drinking.
Yes.
Drinking. You know what else? Oh. Let's see.
What else
is important around here? Well,
what else is important?
I play Icona Pop, but we're going to play this one. Take a break.
Puff.
99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking, about to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks, Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up, but can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's, and then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
Know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy Richard Nixon is the president who made the plants illegal, but science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealthy? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs, it's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Woo! Welcome back to Weed Day Wednesday. We are just smacking on some Gouda and talking about the real reason our country's gone to crap. Because this whole country needs to be farmers. We all need to go back to living off the land.
We need to be, I think it, you need to be knowledgeable of what you can do with your own hands and your own backyard.
Yeah, build your garden.
We're talking about different foods and
fruits, vegetables,
how, you know, everything.
Doing it the right way.
Yeah, doing it the right way.
Little House on the
Prairie. But that's it. I'm not going to talk about that anymore because that's a whole other show.
Oh, my goodness. No, we are... you know who has some of the coolest grinders on the planet? Tumbleweed's Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come down and see us. we've got these nifty little medtainers, and now they have our logos on. Sweet. And smell that. This is called Easy Street.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, and for the love of me, I cannot find that strain online. So if anyone knows of that strain, this was gifted to me at the Cannabis Cup last year. And I'm having some challenges finding my business card from it. But it's one of the most beautiful plants I've ever grown and one of the most beautiful strains I've ever smoked or smelled. And the terpenes are amazing. They're like Smarties, It's like the white Smartie. It's just awesome.
It's really, really fruity.
Yeah. It's that fruity white Smartie. Chemical-free, though, of course.
It smells like it would taste really tart.
Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm.
Smarties.
In your mouth. Like,
We're going to have to just try it.
When you smell ground-up cannabis,
strain
the different strains, it really is like a almost like a wine.
Mm-hmm.
And you're smelling all these, all the terpenes that make this plant what it is, or makes this strain what it is. And so all those different things that you're smelling,
what it is.
Think about how aromatherapy works.
Yep.
And how when you smell certain things, it kind of tings the brain in that
mm-hmm.
certain
or
way.
Your body.
You might have a feeling.
Fresh.
Right. You might have a feeling of a ting in the upper right part hemisphere of your brain.
Ting.
With one and another, you might feel it right in your forehead, right in like your
third eye.
Woo!
We're going third eye this morning.
You know, there's just so many things.
Oh,
the reason why the plant works so well in different people's bodies.
Yes.
Actually, I'm going to use
the
hemp
wick. Yes, good job.
One thing that Tumbleweeds carries is hemp wick. And anytime I talk about cannabis, I still like to smoke. I think it's really fun, too. But what you use is this hemp wick, and you're able to...
Oh, you don't suck in the butane as you're lighting your accessory of choice. And it's organic hemp and beeswax, and it's like a little wick, and it's wonderful because you're not breathing, you're not sucking that butane in, and you're getting a pure, fresh, fresh and pure lighting your meds on fire as you can get. Am I right?
Right, and...
And it's just flavorful and
really
good
to taste.
Yeah, and you should always clean your apparatus.
Yeah, because you
clean
don't
your
want
apparatus. You don't want build
leftover
up.
Stuff.
You don't want buildup. You want it pure. You want to keep all your medicine. So check this out.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Mm.
So this
it is tart and tangy, just like I thought.
Yeah, like a Smartie.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone knows of the Easy Street strain,
please
come on
give
out.
Us a call.
Yeah.
646-915-8421.
Or you can blog us, or you can email thctucson@gmail.com.
Find us on Facebook.
Tweet with us on Twitter. Oh, we're LinkedIn.
We're on Instagram.
Pinterest in it. Although we need to get some like pop pins. Can we put up pop pins?
Make
our own little pop pins up there. There's a study. You want to know what it says?
Medical marijuana states
don't have more teen usage. Many opponents of medical marijuana believe that legalizing marijuana for medicinal use sends a message to youth that marijuana use is okay and ultimately encourages them to experiment with it or harder drugs. Well, a new study conducted by Columbia University in New York says they're wrong. The study included 21 states with medical marijuana laws and found there was no sign of significant increase in use. Our findings provide the strongest evidence to date that marijuana use by teenagers does not increase after a state legalizes medical marijuana, says Deborah Hassan, lead author of the study. The study was based on an ongoing government-funded survey of 8th, 10th, and 12th graders, which asked about marijuana use in the previous month. The researchers reviewed responses from more than 1 million students in 48 states from 1991 through 2014. They found that marijuana use tended to already be higher in states that went on to adopt medical marijuana laws, but they did not see an additional spike after the law was passed. The researchers actually saw a decline in marijuana use by 8th graders in those states. The study shows why it's important to use rigorous research to check out theories, even those that seem reasonable, wrote a substance abuse expert. The study's results were published on the journal Lancet Psychiatry and were also presented at a medical conference in Phoenix. There you go. There's some news for you.
I wonder what that conference was in Phoenix. I must have missed it.
I'm going to try this. What else did you find in the news today?
That was just fantastic right there. I'm really excited. Come on.
Your thing's freezing up again. I love the screen. You can touch it, so I'll mow it. I probably did that. I probably touched something over there.
There
we go.
I'm getting blinder in my older age.
Oh, my goodness.
I just want to let everybody know
he just had a birthday, and now he's needing readers.
I needed my glasses, but...
What's going on?
It's happening faster. I don't know. I'm trying out different things. Yeah. Is it okay? Yeah. It's my glaucoma.
Yeah. Just no.
Stop it.
No.
Silly.
Okay. Where are you? Because I'm about to reach.
You're going to, you read.
Well, this is my turn, so you're supposed to read.
Okay, right.
Well, we can't get your computer working.
No, I got it.
All right, go for it.
So the endocannabinoid system and the CBD's role in stress, anxiety, and fear response. So the biological mechanism that controls mood, anxiety, stress, fear, and other emotional behaviors have been focused on almost exclusively on the role of certain neurotransmitters called monoamines. While monoamines like dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine play an important role in controlling mood and anxiety, the vast majority of drug-based therapies that target those monoamine systems are limited in their efficacy. Most recently, research has begun to the other neurochemical systems, including the
cytokines,
peptides, and bioactive lipids. By diving deeper into the science of bioactive lipids, we begin to unearth the potential role of the endocannabinoid system in stress and fear response. So this article goes in and just kind of explains what happens when the brain is activated with the CBDs compared to the THC, when it gives you more anxiety, the higher THCs, you can bring it down with some of the CBD, if it has a little more CBD in it, if you find a CBD strain that is, like we've always talked about, all equal in its parts.
Mm-hmm.
And finding out what would that strain look like if we had the right numbers of all these different cannabinoids and these different terpenoids, and that's why we always talk about why it's so important to test.
Right.
It's finding out what is in these different strains that are making you feel better as a person personally, and going back and getting this same strain over and over again.
Right.
And finding out what is the key, the winning combination, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent. Excellent, excellent. Yeah. Well, yet another Obama admin breakthrough on marijuana. Ready for this?
Yeah.
After decades of a costly war on drugs, candidate Barack Obama made clear in 2008 that voters would see a very different approach in his administration. To his credit, President Obama has largely followed through on those campaign promises. The administration has already taken a progressive approach to marijuana. For example, clearing the way for unprecedented state experimentation. This week, the Huffington Post's Ryan Grimm reported on another breakthrough. The White House took a major step forward on Monday to support research into the medical properties of marijuana, lifting a much maligned bureaucratic requirement that had long stifled scientific research. By eliminating the Public Health Service review requirement, the Office of National Drug Control Policy, ONDCP, also known as the Drug Czar's Office, will help facilitate research into the drug. Under the old policy, created in the late 90s, anyone hoping to conduct privately funded marijuana research had to jump through all kinds of laborious bureaucratic hoops, which proved to be incredibly needlessly difficult even for the most determined scholars. Yesterday, as the Washington Post added, the obstacles were removed effective immediately. An ONDCP spokesperson said, "The Obama administration has actively supported scientific research on whether marijuana components can be safe and effective medicine. Eliminating the Public Health Service review should help facilitate additional research to advance our understanding of both the adverse effects and potential therapeutic uses for marijuana or its components."
Mm.
That's awesome. That is freaking awesome. Those waiting for Republican condemnation White House's new policy may be surprised. The old system had a few defenders, and even some GOP makers were pleased by the administration's new approach. Roll Call reported yesterday, the Obama administration's decision to streamline medical marijuana research Monday drew praise from Senator Patrick J. Toomey, one of the more endangered Republicans up in 2016. While senators' positions on medical marijuana are still evolving, Toomey's love for streamlining governmental procedures and cutting duplicate programs is tried and true. The conservative Pennsylvanian called the new policy a common sense effort to cut red tape and help facilitate more research. All of this, by the way, coincides with the recent unveiling of the Compassionate Access Research Expansion and Respect States CARES Act, which would end the federal prohibition on marijuana. The bill, introduced by Senators Cory Booker, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Rand Paul, is now up to 11 co-sponsors, including two Republicans. When it comes to drugs, the U.S. politics and policy landscape is changing faster than even optimists could have predicted. It sure is. It is seriously changing quickly. We started Tumbleweed almost 4 years ago now, and you couldn't even talk about it.
It was scary.
I remember. It was very scary.
And I know a majority of people were very scared that it was like,
taboo.
I can't even believe you're doing that.
I know.
Like, aren't you
we
scared?
We didn't even tell people we were doing it for a while. I mean,
getting your card was scary. I mean, you were.
And people are still scared.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to, you can check this out on the certification mm-hmm. section. There's a little button here. And you can read the customer reviews. And a lot of them said, you know, here's one. 5-star, great experience. I was rather concerned because I had, he had let his MMJ patient lapse when I lived in a non-MMJ state. Great folks with common sense, so nice to see after spending 2 years in flyover land. Highly recommended, no pun intended. Friendly, knowledgeable, everyone was very friendly, answered my questions. 5 stars, everybody was awesome. The staff was professional and polite. The entire process was made easier due to the very nice staff. I was a total nervous wreck prior to my first visit. That all went away as soon as I stepped foot in the reception area. The place is amazing, and I would recommend it to everyone. And we get that a lot. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, that was just a couple weeks ago. I was a total nervous wreck prior to my first visit. And that's how a lot of people feel, sadly, because that's what our government has made them feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but like this person said, the moment they walked in the door, it all went away.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great?
It is great.
Weed Health Center. 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. You should be looking for our little commercial on K-Gun 9. Woo-hoo! Super fun. Still haven't seen it. I mean, I've seen it, but I haven't seen it on the TV.
Can you play it?
Yeah, I think we'll put it up on our website so everyone can see our Pledge of Allegiance. I think we're allowed to do that. I'll check with K-Gun 9 first. But that would be pretty fun because it's a fun little video.
I was going to say there was a couple things I sent you last night, a couple pictures. There was one about the government, why people smoke pot.
Oh, because of our government?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and they say we can't. We just posted something that Bernie Sanders wants to talk about marijuana and looks to Colorado.
Good.
Yeah, and there's this is just one of the presidential electees out there. You can vote for a number of people. In fact, I was just reading this morning on the Weed blog, I think it was on the Weed blog, they were listing the different candidates and their opinions on cannabis and their comments and such. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said he plans to make marijuana an issue in the 2016 presidential campaign, and he is looking to Colorado for guidance. Well, there you go, because most people are just skirtless. They're skirting that issue, and I'm not talking steak. In an interview with the Denver Post, the Democratic candidate said he supports the legalization of medical marijuana and his home state's effort to decriminalize the possession of small amounts of marijuana. On Saturday, as he traveled to a campaign rally at the University of Denver, he said he wanted to learn more about Colorado's legalization of recreational pot before he talks about what he wants to see happen at the national level. It's something that we are going to look at, he said. In fact, I do want to talk to some people tonight and tomorrow to get a sense of what is going on in Colorado. We will be talking about this issue. In a recent Reddit conversation, Sanders said, when he was the mayor of Burlington, Vermont, very few people were arrested for smoking marijuana. Our police had more important things to do. Vermont is one of the states considering legalizing marijuana. A delegation of elected and state officials traveled to Denver in February to meet with Colorado officials and tour marijuana facilities. Colorado has led the effort toward legalizing marijuana, and I'm going to watch very closely to see the pluses and minuses of what they have done, Sanders told supporters. In a 2014 Time magazine interview, Sanders downplayed the issue, saying the legalization of recreational pot is not one of the major issues facing this country. Well, at least he's facing it. That's all I have to say. Thank you for speaking up. Thank you for taking the time to fly all over the country and research, like Cannabis Kid was saying. Do your research, you know?
Know what's going on.
You have to know what's going on out there, because there's a lot going on out there. What's going on out there? What you got? We're all over Facebook these days.
We are.
We're posting fools.
Oh, I was just looking at, so Leafly came up with something. It was an anti-cannabis app.
Anti what? Anti-cannabis app. Oh, your computer is just, we're not happy with that.
Anti-cannabis academics funded by prescription painkiller manufacturers.
I saw that. Did you read that?
Yeah. It says, legalization opponents have turned to academic research in efforts to keep prohibition alive. You've turned into the news recently. You've probably heard academics make vague claims that marijuana is dangerous, too risky, and too untested. That safe for medicine use, you may or may not be surprised to learn that many of those researchers are actually being paid by Big Pharma. Go figure.
Really?
This week, Vice provided leading academic opponents to the cannabis. The cannabis are being paid by drug companies who manufacture prescription painkillers. These include professional...
I'm playing with him over here. I tell him to turn it up. Where'd you go? Where'd you go?
I don't know.
Professional
where
from Columbia and Harvard Universities, as well as one private practitioner who is certified by the American Society of Addiction Medicine. Dr. Herbert Kleber of Columbia University has warned against the use of marijuana in the press, citing that it may cause wide-ranging addiction and public health issues. What he neglects to mention is that he has served as a paid consultant to leading prescription drug companies, including the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma. See? The big ones are paying him
right
to go out and say this. So, you got to be careful.
Well, you know that just a lot of the medicine colleges are Harvard. They're paid by the big pharma companies, you know, to...
Well, they're funding all of
mm-hmm.
it. Did you know that Massachusetts' first dispensary is opening this month? So, Massachusetts, I know, check it out. Massachusetts governor has issued a temporary waiver to help the state's first marijuana dispensary begin selling medical marijuana. That's awesome. Under Massachusetts medical marijuana law, dispensaries must have their marijuana tested for cannabinoids, solvents, mycotoxins, and other microbiological contaminants, along with heavy metals and pesticides.
That is awesome.
That's
awesome.
Thank you. But testing labs in Massachusetts are unable to test for 7 of the 18 mandated pesticides. Under current state regulations, that would have made the marijuana unable to be sold by Massachusetts dispensaries. The temporary waiver will allow the state's first dispensary, Alternative Therapy Group, to sell marijuana for medical use with a label that discloses to the consumer the chemicals that were not tested. Patients have waited to access marijuana for medical purposes for far too long, stated Governor Baker. This waiver will allow industry laboratories a little more time to reach full potential while providing safe amounts of medical marijuana for qualifying patients who need it. Alternative Therapy Group dispensary expects to open before July and will be by appointment only. Under the 3-month waiver, the dispensary may only dispense a maximum of 4.23 ounces of marijuana to any qualifying patient for their 60-day supply and must provide patients with instructions to consume no more than 2 grams per day. That's a ration. Yeah, that's not fair.
You're not
allowed
to do
that. You
can't tell
someone with stage 4 cancer that they can have 2 grams and someone who just wants to be recreational can have. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be patient to patient. But that's all right. They're starting something. They're starting something.
Yeah.
I know. Don't even get us started on limiting it on our... I think we just smoke 2 grams. I smoke pot to treat my trauma resulting from my government lying to me about pot. That's a good one.
You can find that one on Tumbleweed's website.
Yeah, on Facebook.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. So we're reading from azmarijuana.com right now, and they're awesome. You should check them out. TumbleweedsHealthCenter.com is listed as one of the greatest places ever. Probably should be the place to get your certification. Come down for $85, new certification, $65 renewal. If you don't have records or your records are old, bring them anyway. And if you don't want to go see your recent doctor, you don't have one. We can do an evaluation for you, an additional charge. And then you come back and see our doctor, get certified. And we've got a mobile app that has new coupons each week. Coupons on certifications, on accessories, on discounts.
Fun information in the palm of your hand that you can just pick up and spout out some information to friends.
You can
friends,
book an appointment right there.
Yeah.
Bam, book it, done. Yep, it'll send us a little message. And
make
say,
sure you're legal when you're using cannabis.
Totally.
That's the one thing that's on your side. You're not going to any piece of paper where your name is going to be.
Yeah, you're not on the list. Don't think if you get, well, you are, but not anyone can get on it. So no one can see it.
It's called HIPAA.
It's called HIPAA. And not even your mom can get your record.
Not even your mom.
Not even your mom. But I'm her mother. Yeah. We've heard that one, lady. All right. So come down and get certified for peace of mind. It's fantastic. And it shows support for your state program. And it shows our country and our nation's capital. Look at that. It shows our presidents that, hey, these states that are allowing medical marijuana, medical cannabis,
they're doing it right.
They're doing it right, and we want to let them do it right. So knock it off. Let's quit spending stupid amounts of money on this, and let's spend stupid amounts of money on things that, like the homeless and things that matter. Come on, let's fix some problems.
Let's have a war on the banking system.
Yeah, let's have a war on banks. Woo! Okay, don't get us started. Have you ever seen the movie Thrive? Okay.
Yeah.
Don't get us started. You can always call in if you want to get us started. You can call in at 646-915-8421. You can call in if you're not too scared. There's someone on the line here, but I know they don't want to talk, so I won't put them on. You're lucky. You can blog in. If you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com and click on the radio link, the first picture is our little logo, and click it. It'll take you right to the show. You can, if you sign in real quick, you can
log
in
with Facebook, which is always easy.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. You can go in through Facebook, too. But if you actually log in and become a little follower of ours, it would be fantastical. Make our ratings go up. And you'll be privy to our online blog, which is the most important thing. You get to see what we're really not talking about over here.
Right.
All of our nonsense. It's awesome. It's
all of the nonsense that we wish
all
we would have gone to, but we just couldn't
yep,
squeeze into the
all
hour.
The love we have for you. And we love our weekly listeners, so thank you so much. And coming up, we've got some good guests coming up. I'm not even going to tell you. Maybe some testing companies. A secret. Lots of secrets. Doug Fine keeps threatening. Okay.
Threatening?
Bugging him. I love Doug. Mm-hmm. We love Doug. We just love having him on. He just knows everything. So we've got to get him back on here with with his goat. Cannabis kids like posting silly things about cannabis too.
Yes,
and there's
all
a
the
fun,
time. Well, I think yeah,
there's
I mean,
a fun shirt. It says there's three options: single, taken, or just have the munchies. And there's a little pot leaf there. Oh my goodness!
People thought that was really funny.
They did. It was
really
cute. It was really cute. Look at the little hummingbird that came to the feeder. I made all up with organic sugar for them. No dye. Organic sugar, no dye, because the dye makes their eggs
shell thin.
Yeah, it makes the shell thinner. And thank you, our Napa science teacher, for that one.
Woo-hoo. Thank you, our Napa science teacher.
All right. Thank you all for listening to our Groovy Tunes. And I guess we're going to head out with our Weed Day thing until we get the official from Icona Pop. You want to head out with a Weed Day thing? Flip it up. What's today? Today? June 24th. Let's get to it. June 24th. Let's start calendar day for today. Other than it's just an awesome day. Drum roll, please. It says...
your weed tip.
Weed tip. There's no disputing that ingesting marijuana makes you hungry, but few people stop to ask why. The reason is that THC binds to cannabinoid receptors in the brain. One in particular, CB1, which is responsible for signaling the appetite-suppressing hormone leptin. When THC binds to CB1, however, your brain can't signal for leptin to be produced, and thus you still feel hungry even if your stomach is already filled by bursting the Hot Pockets and Funyuns. Oh, that'd be quite a combo.
At my house, I have carrot sticks and peanut butter. So,
I had peanut butter. I had peanut butter and organic chocolate chips. I know.
Apples and Nutella.
I have that for breakfast sometime. Thank you for tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday. We love you guys.
Tune in
Remember,
next week. Be smart.
Be safe
and educate.